Yes, it's Talking Travel with Sally Lucas. I have no idea where we're going, Sal, and you can tell us.
I can. We're going down to that wonderful frozen part of the world, Antarctica. It's quite a special journey I'm going to talk about. And also there's a new luxury collection for Europe, which is just, I want to go. One is a tour of Italy and one is a tour of Switzerland, and it's all stay in either old family, you know, residents that go back centuries or old castles, all in the best scenic locations. So you're not on a, what I call a cook's tour. You're having three, 4 and 5 night stays at each place. And one of them is like 18 days just in Italy. So it's really immersing yourself in, this is a brand new collection of holidays that we haven't seen before. So they're pretty special. So we'll talk about those and some of the beautiful buildings they're staying in and the destinations and what you're going to be able to see and do.
This is Talking Travel on 2NURFM 103.7. And Sally, we're going to talk about Antarctica first.
We will. This is just something a little different, and I just thought, oh, it's, you never know. Do we all think we're a little bit of an author sometimes, or we'd like to sit down and write a book, or
been there, done that?
Been there, done that.
Tick.
My husband's in the middle of deciding to write a book.
Yeah, so, I think there's a book in everyone.
And people always say to me, all the years you've worked in the travel industry, when I start talking about something, so I'm going to say, why don't you write a book? Because I've had some funny experiences, like, you know, that would make you laugh and some make you cry. But
that was my chosen field. If I had to choose my dream job, it would have been travel writer.
Yeah. I wish I'd done that now. When you see all these people going all around the world and half the time it's all paid for, just to come back and write a story and tell about it. God, what did I do wrong?
Well, you're still getting away a fair bit, so I don't think you've done that much wrong.
I know, but I'm paying for it.
Fair enough.
But anyway, this is something a little bit different. So it's called Frozen Chapters. I like the title, A Literary Retreat to Antarctica. So it's on the 25th of November next year, and of course you're going from Ushuaia, so you're doing the Antarctic Peninsula, which I've done, but it's also doing the Shetland Islands, so it's a little bit longer, it's 13 days, and what the whole idea is that you're taking down to this wonderful, pristine part of the world, which everyone says there's never enough words that can describe the Antarctic. You can never adequately describe how magnificent it is. But you're going deep into the beauty of that beautiful peninsula, and they're hoping that's, they're saying, to unlock your thoughts. Of course, you're in this pristine, wonderful environment, and you discover, of course, epic wildlife, the icebergs, and you're going to be joined by three of Australia's most esteemed authors. And they're going to be having hands-on writing workshop and a writers on writing panel exploring the journey from pen to publication.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they're going to have a dynamic book club that delves into the title as well, Frozen Chapters, of course. So they've discovered there's nowhere more inspiring than Antarctica, and I'd agree with that, making it a dream setting for literature enthusiasts seeking an expedition cruise of a lifetime to that lovely icy white continent, accompanied by book lovers, writers and artists. So pack your pen, pack your notebook, and I like this. Then you're set to be flowing prose in the flows with the prose.
<That's>
Did you
great.
Like that? I love
That's
it.
That's great. What a good idea.
So you've got Jane Caro, and you know she is just such a well-renowned Australian author, and I remember how good she was on the Gruen Transfer as well. So she's been on panel, she's been on TV, she's written numerous books. She's written about 14 books, I think, from memory. And she writes speeches, she writes for the newspapers, she's outspoken against lots of things in favour of women's rights and all that, but she's a wonderful person and she's got an AM. Then you've got another guy, I didn't know these other two authors personally, I don't know whether you do, but one's called Jock Sorong, and he is an award-winning author of 7 novels, and his most recent one was called Cherrywood, and he's the founding editor of the Great Ocean Quarterly, and he's written a lot of non-fiction as well. And he writes also for The Monthly, The Guardian, Surfing World, Rolling Stone, The Age, Sydney Morning Herald, ABC and more.
He's got a good resume.
Yeah, he's got a PhD in creative writing, so on and on it goes. So he's looking forward to saying that it's just got so many angles to it as a site of Australasian literature, from Mawson to Shackleton, etc. And just be going down there, he said, to just imagine the world and how it's become and how We have such a dominant role in the place historically as well down there. So there's lots of good reasons it'll make you want to write. So I just thought that's something really different. And the other writer was a young writer called Hilda Hinton.
I've heard of her.
You heard of her, So she used to be a secondhand book dealer who read in her spare time and found the courage to write her own first novel. And apparently it's been critically acclaimed and it's made a number of bestseller lists called The Loudness of Unsaid Things. But she's also since published two more novels as well. And she's an avid collector of Lego.
I like her already.
Interesting stories and glass fruit.
Oh, that's random.
That's different, isn't it? But she says, I can't wait to see Antarctica because I want to be reminded of the magic in the world.
Beautiful.
And I think that's a lovely thing. So literature and Antarctica hand in hand because its vastness, extreme conditions, beauty, silence and pace invoke examination of ourselves, humanness, and of our place in the world.
Wonderful.
So, look, that was just something wonderful to do if you're interested in writing, and I don't think anyone would not be interested in going to the Antarctic.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All right, well, we'll get to luxury Switzerland and Italy very shortly.
Yes, we're all just indulging ourselves this
Friday. We are talking about luxury Switzerland and Italy.
We certainly are. This is a new luxury collection for 2026, departing for the very first time, which is great. And they're really spending an immense amount of time in those two countries. So there's an 18-day itinerary from Milan to Rome and a 15-day Milan to Zurich. Now, the Italian, I just love it. The places they're staying at are just the pictures. If you could only, our listeners could only see them, I could only try and describe them. But for example, in Venice, you're staying in a little place called Mira, which is just moments from Venice. It's in a lush bend on a river. It's a 17th century villa that exudes just this incredible history. And it used to be once the summer playground of Venetian nobility. And this is where you're staying, right? And you've got this rich facades, all beautiful stone, and you're just on the water's edge. And apparently it was said to have been built back in the days of the opulence Venetian history to show off to those passing by in boats.
Wow.
That we had this, and this is where you're staying, right?
Venice is beautiful.
Oh. Then on the Amalfi Coast, you're staying at a three indulgent nights at a famous Santa Anna Catalina, which is one of the leading hotels of the world chain. And it's nestled into the cliffside on the Amalfi Coast, overlooking the Mediterranean. You're surrounded by gardens and some terraces leading down to the beach. And it just looks absolutely stunning. Then there's another one in Stresa on Lake Maggiore. So you have three nights on the Amalfi. That was two nights in near Venice. There are four nights in Stresa. And this hotel was made famous by Hemingway, and it's steeped in history as well. And honestly, it just looks so decadent. It looks absolutely magnificent. But you've got the old of the bygone era, but blending with your modern comforts and just, you know, old world sophistication meets today's luxury, so to speak. And then you've got the, in another area in Terme, which is lovely, you've got, which is in the Tuscany region, of course, you've got the Hotel Montecatini Palace. Five nights you have there, and it dates back to 1910. It's in a famous spa town in Tuscany, and you have a vitality pool with whirlpools, sauna, Turkish bath, ice cascades, a sensory shower, water curtains. Oh, my God.
Sounds lovely.
And then Perugia, you have two nights in a hotel there that's built in 1884, and it's still the only luxury five-star hotel dominating in the historic town of Perugia. You've got sweeping views of Umbria's green valleys and just, again, a wellness area which features a heated swimming pool built under an Etruscan vault that goes back 3,000 years. So just to give you an idea, that's just some of the fantastic places you'd be staying in Italy and in Switzerland. Look, we haven't got time to go through all of these today, but just to let you know, you're going down through Zurich, Lucerne, Andermatt, Arosa, St. Moritz. You're going on the Bernina Express, so you're getting lots of lovely train rides on the Glacier Express as well. Then you're doing finishing up in Lake Como, Lugano, and down to Milan at the end. But they're all staying in the most magnificent properties. So if you just feel like you want to not be on the, you know, two-night stay everywhere coach tour and you want to really
immerse yourself
in either of those two countries, either of those tours I think would be stunning.
Time for hot deals.
It is. Now, this one is very short-lived. I just thought I'd throw it in there anyway because for solo travellers, we're always loved giving you something where you don't have to pay an extra excess just because you're travelling on your own. Mm-hmm. So this is for some river cruises. But the offer ends on the 31st of October. So it's for 2026 and there's a whole range of river cruises, usually around the eight, most of them around the 8-day duration. And they're in various areas like Holland. What was I thinking? Holland and Belgium at Tulip Time, the Danube from Budapest to Passau, Paris and Normandy, Burgundy and Provence, Venice and the Jewels of Veneto, castles along the Rhine, the Douro River Valley in Portugal. So they're all 8-day itineraries. And again, you've got no single supplements so long as you're booked by the end of the month. Okay. But that is, if you're still thinking of doing that, it's a good one to take advantage of. Also, if you book by the 1st of December, Viking have got a range of, again, an 8-day itinerary in Europe. River cruise. And this is just for share twin availability. And it's 8 days, including your flights, okay? And also you can either fly free economy or you get up to a $5,000 business class airfare credit per couple. If you're hankering to fly business class, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
And you've got to book by the 1st of December, so keep that one in mind. Now, this is an itinerary I reckon would be absolutely amazing, and we've had friends that have done it because it's so unknown. And this is the five stands. Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan. I reckon that would be amazing. Every time I read when someone has been there, it's blown their mind because it's still unfolding. It's not well renowned in the tourism industry yet. So Bunnings have got a wonderful tour there. It's 30 days. So you really, it's an extraordinary adventure, which you're going to have an exploration of the old Silk Road, age-old legacies, vibrant bazaars, the architecture. I've looked at some of the buildings, all these beautiful mosaic tiles. Like the architecture is stunning, absolutely stunning. They said the hospitality is warm, but there's not much English spoken, of course. But you've got to want to be someone who likes adventure.
Take Google Translator.
Some long road journeys, right? So, yeah, take your podcast maybe or something while you're looking. You might want to be listening to something as well, who knows. But you're immersing yourself in the bygone era of the old Soviet Union as well. But you're just going to some really remote and fascinating destination. So keep that one in mind. There are departures April to October 26. They only take a maximum of 16 people. Just about everything's included because you are going to such an unusual destination. So you're not putting your hand in the pocket. So it's sort of like it's an all-up price. But that is just wonderful. Aurora Expeditions have got also a Beyond Borders sale, which ends 31 December. Now, this is a chance for you to unlock the Arctic and chase the Northern Lights, the opposite of the Antarctic, with up to 25% and a bonus just under $4,000 air credit. So that's great. That finishes at the end of December. And also, just to let you know, there are still some limited availability on a range of Christmas market tours to various different areas all through Europe, and also even to Iceland, the Northern Lights, Austria, Germany, New Year in an Italian castle. You know, just some wonderful Christmas, not just Christmas, but over that Christmas period. So there's still some limited vacancies. You're still thinking you might get away for Christmas this year. Just keep that in mind as well. And that's with Albatross.
Excellent.
And there you go.
Well, lots of places to choose from.
Yes.
And, if you're thinking of travelling, add those to your bucket list.
Yeah. And, I mean, as you say, that writer's one for anyone who's even just interested in reading, interested in putting pen to paper. Like, you know, a lot of people, especially our younger generation, have lost that art. It's all done on a computer. But that actual sitting down, writing a note, writing a diary, you know, in a workshop, I just think there's just nothing like it.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So
yeah.
I hope there'll be people out there that would love to take advantage of that.
I'm sure there'll be plenty.
It'll be a wonderful experience.
It sure will. Well, thanks, Sal.
No
worries. Catch up with you next week.
Will do.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.